Great. Thanks for joining me today for what may be a review for many of you for semester maintenance in ALMA. I have a good deal to cover today, so I'm just going to go on. So to quickly review the roles needed to manage calendars, the general system administrator will allow you to edit both the institution and any libraries you may have. The fulfillment administrator will let you edit just the library that you're scoped to. So that's the difference there. Also, in addition, Ex Libris can enable the following roles to edit calendar information for a library. All you have to do is contact Ex Libris to enable this. So the CERC desk manager, operator, and operator limited, or the requests operator can be allowed to do those editing. There are three types of hours in ALMA. The standard opening hours are your regular hours during terms, and those are set in the individual library's configuration. Events are used to force the end of a loan period on a specific date, such as the end of term, and those are set in the institution. Exceptions change the standard opening hours temporarily, and those are set either in the institution configuration or in individual libraries configuration. However, when I set up exceptions, I tend to do them within the libraries. I just find it easier to have everything right there. A note on this, libraries inherit events and exceptions from the institution, but they do not inherit standard opening hours. So those must be set in the libraries themselves to be effective. Another thing to remember is that due dates, fines, overdue blocks, booking times, and overdue and lost loan profiles, depending on what you have configured in your library, are influenced by the standard opening hours. So they are important. So to jump in, the first thing that I do is to add an end of semester event. Some things to note about these are that only one end of semester event may exist at a time, and the event must be set on an open day, and if you set a time, it must fall within open hours. So a visual on that, you're gonna be configuring at the institution level and to add a new event, you're just gonna click on add record, and the record type is gonna be event. The description is end of semester or end of term, and then you're gonna choose the date. Make sure it's an open day for you. And then if you do choose an hour, choose an open hour and then click add and close. Now I showed you this because obviously under here, you can see there's already an end of semester event. You can't add another one until that one passes, which is tomorrow. So once it passes, I'll delete it and then add this new one for the spring term. That's it. Just make sure you apply changes and click save. The apply changes is so important because it runs a job. If you don't choose that before you click save, none of what you've done, none of your work will be applied. So just, I'll sort of beat that point into the ground throughout this presentation. So next we're gonna go to the library level. In ALMA configuration, you're gonna change configuring to your library up at the top left. Then you're gonna click on fulfillment and open hours. So the first thing you're gonna do is take a look at your standard opening hours. By now, you may have standard opening hours that are close to or past their valid due date. You don't need to create new standard opening hours. All you need to do is click on the ellipsis next to each one of them and choose edit, and then just click save. And that standard opening hours instance will then move to the bottom of your standard opening hours and exceptions, if you have any, in the table. And the valid to date will now be 3 years in the future. So a visual on that, you can see here that the valid to date is getting close to, you know, it's less than a year away. So all you do is click on the ellipses, click edit, and then click save. And you'll see that it pops down to the bottom of the table with a new valid due date, 3 years into the future. So the next thing you might want to do at the library level is clean up your old exceptions. This is optional, but it just keeps things clean and easy to see what's going on. So it's easy to delete those. Just click on the ellipses and click remove. So now you're ready to add new exceptions. So some tips on adding new exceptions, if possible, have a calendar of your regular hours open for reference. This just helps to keep track of where you are. Click add record at the top of the table, change the record type to exception. The status should be closed most of the time, but you may want to have opening hours outside of your standard opening hours, and in that case you would have it be open. And then your valid from and valid to date to dates are the only other required fields. And other notes on this, if you leave the from hour and 2 hour fields blank, the exception will cover the full 24 hour period of that date. And then just a note on standard opening hours and exceptions and how they work. When you create an exception, it is an exception to your standard opening hours, which is a little tricky to get your head around at first. So I'm just kind of address this here on this slide, and then I'm going to do some other examples before I go into the live demo. So say your standard opening hours for Fridays are 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and you want to close at 5 p.m. So your exception is going to cover that 2 hour time that you would normally be open. So your exception would start at 5 p.m. and go to 7 p.m. Another example, your standard opening hours are Sundays from 12 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. and you want to close on Sunday. So you would have to make two exceptions for that. The first would close all day Sunday, and then your second exception would close Monday from 12 a.m. to 12:30 a.m. Some more notes on this. If you're adding many exceptions at once, just click add and the window will stay open, leaving all the information that you just saved in the fields. So you can just like change the date and change the times and click add again and just keep working. So when you're finished adding the exceptions, just click add and close. And then of course, click on apply changes to save those, to run that job, and then click save. So some more examples before I go into live demo. Say your standard opening hours are Thursday from 8 a.m. to 12:30 a.m. on Friday, and you're closing at 9 p.m. on Thursday. That's today. add an exception with a valid from and valid to date of December 16th. The from hour is going to be 9 p.m. because that's where the exception to your normal hours begins. The 2 hour is going to be 11:59. Click add, then change the valid to and valid from date to December 17th and change the hours to 12 a.m. to 12:30. Click add or add and close to save your changes. So a visual on that, you can see the first exception that you would use for this today. And then your second exception is going to fall tonight, but Friday from 12 a.m. to 12:30. So another example, your standard opening hours include Saturday and Sunday hours, and the library is closing for the weekend. So you need one exception for this. You're going to leave the day of the week blank. Valid from date is Saturday. Valid to date is Sunday. You can leave the from hour and 2 hour blank, or you can put 12 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. and it'll do the same thing. And if you are closed for longer periods, you just increase the span between the dates. So there's a visual on that. You can see the different dates in here. And of course you can leave these blank and it will do the same thing as these times. Just click add and close. And another example before I get into the live demo, this is a little snapshot of New Paltz's calendar for their intercession hours next week, starting on Monday. So we have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and all of them have 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. intercession hours. If your Monday to Thursday standard opening hours are all the same, your exception can span all 4 days and be the same. But if your Thursday's standard opening hours are like my previous example, open until 12:30 on Friday morning, you would make one exception spanning Monday through Wednesday, one exception for Thursday, and then one exception for the first half hour of Friday. And then you would just continue on making your exceptions, your intercessions. So one more time, I'm going to tell you, don't forget to apply changes and save. Very important.
I have a question about that when you have a chance.
Okay, great.
You want me to ask you now?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so you said that you when you do that, a job runs. Does that job run immediately, or does it get queued for later in the day, or when does that job run?
It runs immediately.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't take long usually either.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I just put some helpful links here at the end of my slideshow, which I will share out when I share the recording. And if nobody has any other questions, I'll just go into the live demo. Okay. So I'm going to go in to New Paltz, and this is their production environment. Is everybody seeing this?
Yep, we're good.
Yeah. Okay, good. Okay. And so I just want to say thank you to Christy for allowing me to do this in their production environment. I really appreciate that. So you're going to go to configuration. And it defaults to the institution here. So we'll do that first. So you're going to go to fulfillment and opening hours under library management. And you can see here that we have an end of semester event happening tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And I'm just going to draw your attention here that the status is open. And I'll go ahead and start to add another event just to show you that that is not a choice in here. So it just kind of underscores the fact that your end of the semester event must be set on an open day. And if you use that hour, it has to fall within your opening hours. I'm just going to close that because you know already that I can't add another one until this one is gone. So that's the only thing that I do in the institution. And I'm going to go back, or I'm going to start working in the library. And before I do that, let's see. here. I want to share this with you so that you can see what I'm working on. This is New Paltz's calendar. You can take a look at that, but I'll show it to you here if I can drag it over. Can y'all see that? So you can see that today we are in intercession hours already. And I'm going to just drag this back over. And open up that calendar. I already added the intercession hours for today. But you can see that I added two. If you're looking at their calendar, you can see that indeed on Thursdays, they are normally open from 8 a.m. to 12:30 a.m. And so I added two. I added those two exceptions to cover today. So I'm ready to go into Friday in the daytime. And so their intercession hours on Friday are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So I'm going to change this record type to an exception. It's going to open up a whole new form. Day of week is optional. Valid from date is going to be the 17th. Valid to date is going to be the 17th. And their normal hours on Friday are from 9 p.m. or from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. So they're closing at 5. So my from hour is going to be 1700 or 5 o'clock. Because that's when the exception begins. And then the 2 hour is going to be 9 p.m., which is 2100. It's closed. And that's it. So I need to make more edits. I need to add more exceptions. So I'm just going to add, just click add, and you'll see this message saying that the changes have not been applied yet. You have to run that job. But it leaves this open and it leaves all your information there. So then you can just work from there. My next exception is going to cover the weekend because both days are closed. So my valid from is going to be Saturday. My valid to is going to be Sunday. And as we noted before, I can either do it from 12 midnight to 11:59 p.m., or I can just leave that blank and it'll close for the whole time. So that covers the weekend. And let me scroll down over my other screen. So now we're up to next week. And as I said, I can add an exception next week that will cover Monday through Wednesday because Thursday is different. And the exception hours are going to run. So the intercession hours are from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., but my normal hours are 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. So my exception is going to start at 5 p.m. and it's going to run until 9 p.m. And that's going to cover Monday through Wednesday. So I add that. Then we come to another Thursday. So next week on Thursday, my exception is going to run just for Thursday. And it's going to start at 5 p.m., but it's going to run until 11:59. I'll save that. Change it to the next day. and do that little half hour time that it would have been open. And save that. Now, as you can see, if you're looking at their calendar, they're closed on Christmas Eve. So what I could do here is actually just save myself. And I'm not sure if it'll let me do it at this time, but what I could have done is just made this all the way to 11. Let's see if it makes it, if it allows me to do that. Let me just change that. I think it's going to throw an error. Yeah. But I could have just closed that whole day. But if you're looking at their calendar, I couldn't have like just closed from December 24th to January 30th or December 31st, which they're closed like that whole time. I would still have to add, I don't know if I'm explaining this. I feel like I'm just rambling, but although I can make an exception to close all day on that Friday, I would still need to make another exception to close from the 25th through the 31st, if that makes sense. I hope it does. I'm just going to close this at this time and take a look at those. So we have an exception that covers Thursday. I could have made this exception for Friday to close the entire day instead of doing three, which I'm going to have to do now. I could have just done two. If that makes sense. I'll go ahead and make that second exception for Friday to close the whole day. Actually, let's see what, it's going to do an error on that one too, because I already have one for Friday for the first half hour. So now I'm going to have to do, one, two, three, and that will let me do it. So now I'll make an exception that's going to cover all the way through January 2nd, 2022. Because they're closed for that entire period. I'll leave those blank and click add and close. So that covers all the way up until January 2nd before they open for their normal intercession hours for the next couple of weeks. And at this point, I'm going to go ahead and ask you if you have any questions or if you want me to continue adding exceptions. Jim, go ahead. If you want to unmute yourself.
Hi, I don't know if this is a good time to ask, but since I can see end of semester event right there on the screen, it reminds me of a question that I had, which may or may not be appropriate for this venue. But so I have an end of semester in my calendar, and due dates are going beyond the end of the semester. So speaking to my systems person, she says you have to change the due date policy in the terms of use to end of semester. But then I would have to manually turn those off, or is it a situation where it will work as, you know, the due date or the end of the semester, whichever comes first?
Due date or end of semester, whichever
right. comes first. We have 16 yep. weeks. Ours are 16 weeks. So if someone were to take a book out today, a student at least, we would want it to hit the end of the semester, which is tomorrow, instead of them taking it home with them. But if someone's in winter session, obviously, I would want to be able to them to get the 16 weeks. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I believe that you would be able to override that manually, but you might have to have the circulation manager role to be able to do that. That's my initial response, but without testing it, I can't say that absolutely for sure. But I think you would be able to override that date.
Okay. Now, but for the people who, like, if the end of the semester, if someone checks a book out today, and it's supposed to come back tomorrow, let me start over. Let's go to next semester. If I put in end of semester event for the end of next semester, and someone takes a book out now, does it extend it to the end of the semester? If the end of the semester is more than 16 weeks away?
No, I mean, if your due date is 16 weeks, it wouldn't automatically go to the end of the semester. Because that's much farther than 16 weeks at this point. Right.
The terms of use are weird to me that you put in due date policy end of semester. Okay, thank you.
So
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead, Susan.
You sure? Okay, so I know Jill's got her hand up too, but just to piggyback what Jim asked. So this is the case where when you make changes like this, you have to run the job that says update your calendar changes, right? Is that the right application of that job?
Yes.
To change the due dates on the books. So Jim, to your question, if you did change something to be end of semester, you'd have to run the job of calendar changes to get due dates to update. So it's like a two-step thing. But the way, and also I think the way to, so you said if someone checks out something today and you want them to be able to keep it for 16 weeks, I think the way you can do that is to have your TOUs go into play earlier than like today. Like you would say, okay, anybody that checks out a book as of December 1st, we're going to give them the 16 weeks. We're not going to make them, bring it back in 2 weeks. Am I right on that, Yvonne?
I would have to look into that. I wasn't really preparing to answer that question today. So I would, right, I really need all, to, because it is confusing.
Yeah. It is, TOUs and it's all, and it has to do with the TOUs, which are a total nightmare. So, okay.
Yeah, I just have to re-familiarize myself every time I work in them practically.
Maybe Jill has the answer. Maybe that's why she has her hand up.
go for it, Jill.
Jill doesn't have the answers to anything.
Oh, sure you do.
My question is kind of related to Jim's question. So we do a patron load every semester, and we update the patron expiration dates to be the last day of finals. So if they were to check out a book today, finals ends tomorrow, so their due date would be tomorrow. Is it easier to just, do it via the calendar as you're showing us now than to do it through the patron load?
Well, the patron load is just what I think Jennifer just put that in the chat. The patron load is going to affect expiration dates of patrons. So that's going to override any TOUs of the item.
So all of our students, nothing kind of spans the 2.5 weeks we have in between fall and winter. So like everything gets returned December 17th, and then students come back January 3rd. So they, if they need their books again, they just have to recheck them out. I didn't realize we could do it through the calendar like this with that event kind of exception. I guess my question is, what's the practice? Because we do things kind of backwards here. So whatever is easier and you guys recommend, I'll try that for next term.
Well, I definitely recommend using the calendar your standard opening hours and your end of the semester event definitely do help, you know, manage due dates and things like that. I definitely would use your calendar.
Yeah, we do for the hours and things because reserve books, you know, it's only 4 hours. So like they check it out an hour before we close, that needs to be like automatically in there. Mm-hmm. We basically just have the same hours all the time. So we don't have exceptions really. And we don't put in any events. I think we didn't know that event was an option.
Well, cool. Now you can use it. It's a tool at your disposal.
Okay. So Yvonne, question. You have, for the standard opening hours, you've got one set for the semesters. So you've got like spring semester, fall semester, and then intersession is a separate set of hours, right? So it's going to go from fall semester to intersession to spring semester. Those are three different sets of SOHs, or does the SOH cover like the academic year and you set up the exceptions for intercession? How did you do that?
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, so your standard opening hours, you can change those at any time. Like people, like if you had way different hours during COVID, you would probably have wanted to set different standard opening hours rather than try to create exceptions to all of your, you know, what used to be your normal hours. But basically your standard opening hours are the hours that your library keeps most of the time, like during the semesters, your two big academic semesters, and then probably your summer is a smattering of different kinds of hours. So you keep your standard opening hours simply because those are the ones you usually keep. And then when you have exceptions to those, that's when you create exceptions. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Or did I answer your question?
Yeah, it does. And it's, okay. It sounds easier than the way that I was thinking of it. So I wasn't sure. I must've missed what you said.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird thing to wrap your brain around, or I found it to be. But once I got it, it's just, it makes sense.
Because it's
to
like
me
backwards
now.
Yeah. From how you know think of it. But when Jill said we do things backwards, I was like, well, then you can't text Libris because they do things backwards too. So okay, cool. I got it.
Okay, cool.
And by the way, you are not rambling. You are explaining this very well. So,
oh, okay, thank you.
Don't be thinking that you're.
I got lost in the weeds there.
No. You're. It makes sense. I'm just trying to wrap my brain around it because I have not done a calendar in like 2 years. So, this is great. Great cool. Timing. So, thank good. You. I'm just reading Catherine's thing.
Yeah. Catherine says we switched our students to all expiring in the summer and just use the end of the semester event to have everything due on the last day of the current semester. Yeah. Yep. And I think a lot of places do that. We used to do that at Skidmore too, at the end of the year. Does anybody else have any questions or comments, or do you want me to do some more examples? I'm looking at New Paltz's January calendar, and I would be pretty much repeating what I just did, but I can continue if it would be helpful. Okay. Well, if nobody has any more questions, I'll continue making these edits for New Paltz after the presentation to get them all set up. And then of course tomorrow after 5 p.m. I can save this. then I, after tomorrow at 5 p.m., I can go into their institution and delete that end of semester event and then add the new one for spring 2022. All right, well, I'm gonna stop sharing and stop the recording. Jim, do you have your hand up again, or is that from earlier?
No, that was up from earlier. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I'm going to stop the recording then and